Welcome back to Moms Unbothered. I'm Kate and this is Jordan. And we are so excited to be back this week. We're going to go over what we do when we are sick, because both Jordan and I, we're not against Western medicine or Western like practices when needed. But my son is six, for example, and there has never been a time where like I felt, oh, I need to get him antibiotics or I need to take him in to check this. And Jordan is super into the holistic, crunchy, like avoids going the Western route as well. So we figured it would be insightful to give you guys like ideas of what we do. Obviously, this is absolutely not medical advice. You take yourself to the doctor if you need to. You take your kids to the doctor if you need to. In no way are we telling you to not. We're just giving you examples and helpful tips for if you are wanting to take charge at home and kind of be like Dr. Mom yourself, because I think we all have it in us.
I agree with that. And you never have to leave the comfort of your home, which is always nice.
That is the best part. Home is best.
Home is best. First, how was your Thanksgiving? We are filming this right after Thanksgiving, so I'd love to hear about yours.
Thanksgiving was good. We had it at my house, and this was the first year that we did like everything good ingredients. So like we had a pasture-raised organic turkey that was low histamine. We did, because I'm a low histamine girl now, you guys. We can go into that a different day, though. But I also got like a Good Ranchers ham. I think that's where it was from. We did like organic. We actually bought from this place called Healthy to Wholesome. If you're in the Quad Cities, you should check it out. But she makes these plates from like scratch. So we got like our corn casserole with good ingredients, mashed potatoes, deviled eggs, like everything was made with good ingredients. And this was our first year doing that. Years prior, I would just honestly eat whatever. But I texted Jordan. She was traveling this year for Thanksgiving. And I was like, so if the food is made with bad ingredients, are you eating it or not? Because I would, but what would you do? She was like, yeah, I'm not eating it. She has more willpower than me. She really does. But that was our Thanksgiving. How was yours?
It was good. And okay, I was only not eating it because I was traveling, because my immune system's down and I didn't want to get sick, even though I know how to help myself, which we'll get into. I just wanted to avoid that. But I will say I did eat out a couple times and I ate a lot of desserts, like not just on Thanksgiving, but like I was in charge of desserts. I'm a big baker. And so I like doubled all the recipes. And so I ate so many desserts every day I was there, which the ingredients were great, but it was still sugar and I was still eating a lot. So I did eat, not my usual, but Thanksgiving was good. We went to Arizona for my mom's house and it was my first time traveling with a baby, which was fine, learning experience, but everything went smoothly. So I actually texted Mary Kate. I was like, tell me my baby's going to be okay, because my mom peer pressured me into dipping her feet into the chlorinated pool. And I was like, I am going to lose my mind. And then she like was trying to put her feet in her mouth. I was like, if you do that, I will die. I will die on the inside. So yeah, Mary Kate was like, you're fine. Everything's fine. So
yeah,
we're all good.
When Larry sent me that picture of you putting Romy in the pool, I was like, I have a feeling Jordan's internally freaking out. If you guys didn't know, chlorine isn't the best for us, but I told Jordan, I was like, we literally took Barrett to Arizona when he was 6 months. I didn't know that chlorine wasn't good. I had that kid in the water. Like I was a quote unquote crunchy mom, but like there's levels to it. And I wasn't at the level of like researching chlorinated pools. So yeah, I had him in the chlorine. And I even told Jordan, I was like, up until recently, I didn't even have a bath filter for Barrett. Yeah. So if that eases your mind at all.
And like, I'm okay with the chlorine for like swim lessons. Like, okay, that's like a life necessity. You need that. But like, I'm like, she's not even 5 months old. She's not going to care. I'm like, we're doing this for no reason.
Yeah.
But it made my mom happy. So we did it. And we all lived to tell the tale. So, and my mom does not have filtered water at her house, nor a bathtub. So we were showering in chlorinated water anyway. So, you know what?
Were you dying inside?
I was like, actually, it's just shriveling up, especially because Arizona is so dry. So I was like, I've got chlorine. I've got no moisture in this air. I'm dying. So, but we lived. We're fine. We're all good. Back in Oklahoma. So
can I know what your drinking water situation that was? Because I know you were not drinking tap.
No, we spent literally over $100 on bottled water. I like the Mountain Valley, like the glass. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's glass or classic, honestly, but the spring water and Liquid Death is the other one we got. And we didn't have a car, so we had to like Instacart it, which I know you love Instacart, but
I do. Larry actually texted me and was like, okay, I understand the Instacart hype.
Yeah, I did.
Larry, for background, guys, Larry is my accountant, but it's also Jordan's husband. So he knows all my finances and he always sees my Instacart transactions and he always gives me so much crap, but I'm like, dude, it's so convenient. Like, I don't have to take Barrett out to go to 5 different stores. I just click it all and they come.
Yeah, well. Ball out. You know what? You work hard for your money. You can spend it however you want.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Also, one more thing on the water situation. My mom was like, we did have a guy out to test our, because she just drinks straight from the tap. I'm like, wow. She's like, we had a guy out to test it. And he was like, it's not the worst, but we probably should get a filter. And I was like, are you insane? Have you lost your absolute mind? And she was like, I know, I know. So we're working on my mom.
I think it's hard for people because one, they could argue like I've been drinking tap water my whole life, but
exactly
two,
what you said.
Yeah, it's hard for people. If you cannot see, like if something is not instantly killing you, people don't really care because they're like, it didn't kill me yet. But it's like slowly it's getting us.
Whatever. I can only control my own self. So
amen.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
What's the first thing you reach for when illness strikes?
If we're being honest, you guys, like if Barrett comes down with a cold, he has a fever, I'm not reaching for anything, to be honest. Like one, he doesn't enjoy taking anything, but two, I think our immune systems, they know what they're doing. All right. I don't think, if your kid is refusing to take something and they're not like, if they're dehydrated, that's a different story, but like Barrett would rather just ride it out. So I'm not reaching for anything really. I'm okay with fevers getting pretty high. Like I would like 104 is when I'm like, I'm a little bit uncomfortable just because of the noise of like, oh my gosh, fevers are so dangerous and you're gonna die or they're gonna, you know, their brain isn't gonna be okay. But I'm totally fine with fevers riding out to like 104. And then if it gets to 104, sometimes I'll do like wet socks on his feet, which I feel like helps bring the temp down at like a slow rate, because we don't want to just like instantly drop the temp and, you know, put the body into more stress.
Are they just like room temperature wet socks?
Yes. Yep. Room temp water onto the socks. And then I just put the socks on his feet and it usually will help bring it down a little bit just to make me more comfortable. But I know it's fine either way. Another thing that we grab often though, cause he'll get headaches sometimes when he's sick, and I love grabbing our homeopathy kit. Maybe I can put a screenshot and Luke can put it in, but a lot of times Barrett's headaches are like, they're very specific. So I'll look at the remedies and then I'll pick the remedy. A lot of times it's the Asinite. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And it takes his headache away within like 5 to 10 minutes. Wow. And you just, yeah, put the remedy in water. I swish it around, have him take sips, and it usually does a trick. So that's really what we're doing. For example, if he has like strep throat or something though, like one time he did have strep and I did take him in just to see what it was so I knew how to treat it, because it was his first time like actually feeling sick. And then I just came home because they offered antibiotics, politely declined. They probably were like, who do you think you are? But I came home, I went on to Holistic Mother's Instagram account and I just screenshotted her strep throat like remedy from at home, and I went to our local Fresh Time and I just grabbed the ingredients. Some of them off the top of my head were like oil of oregano and a few other like herbs, and that cleared up his strep throat in 2 days. So yeah, he's six, has avoided antibiotics this whole time, which I think is a flex, because most kids by two have had like 10 rounds of antibiotics, and yeah. I was one of them. Like my mom like thought she was doing right by me by being like, go to the doctor, we have to get her antibiotics. Like I remember her saying that, and like she was doing what she thought was best. But just when I look into the gut microbiome and all the antibiotics do, I just really try to avoid them. So yeah, I've successfully gone 6 years of motherhood with no antibiotics. For ear infections, Barrett had one time, and I just took him to the chiropractor. They adjusted him like 3 days in a row. I did some ear drops. Like, I think it's ear oil or garlic oil. Is that what it is?
It's like mullein garlic.
Yes, that. I did that and it's completely cleared it up. I think sometimes people get confused because they think, oh, let me just get the antibiotic. But most ear infections are viral, not bacterial. So antibiotics are actually doing nothing. You're probably thinking they're working because it has cleared out on its own. And then by the time you've taken the antibiotic, it's already cleared out. So then we think that, oh, the antibiotics did it, but it didn't. I think going to the chiro is great though, because then you're moving the liquid out. You're moving the, so like it's not going to reoccur. But yeah. What are you grabbing for like your every,
well, for fevers, I like to do just raw garlic. So I'll like chop that up and just swallow it like a pill. Like for example, after I gave birth, I had a fever. And so my midwife was like, garlic and oregano. I only took a little oregano because it can affect my breast milk supply. But I took garlic 3 times a day for like a few days and I had no infection or anything. Fever went away within like a few hours. A couple weeks ago, I thought I was getting mastitis. And so I started garlic right away and that kept everything away. But yeah, fevers, I would also let ride out for children. Unless like, if she's like just so uncomfortable and like just miserable, I would probably do something. But otherwise, yeah, like fevers are so good. That's our body fighting it off. But I would also like supplement with zinc and probably like, I like tinctures like, echinacea, like olive tinctures, really good. Just things that are going to help like support the immune system. So I load up on vitamin C, doesn't really matter what kind. I do all the kinds of vitamin C. Also, I will make this in the summer so it's ready by winter. I take a jar of raw honey or local honey, whatever, and put garlic cloves in there and then let that ferment. And then that's like super, it's like nature's antibiotic. So if you feel like you're coming down with something, eat the garlic and it's so good. And the honey's so good. Oh, it's so good. I just love honey. I'm a honey nerd. What else? Oh, for like, if you have like a lung thing, a nebulizer is so good. You can just do saline solution or you can add colloidal silver in there. And that helps so much with, even if like your little babies have something, keep them upright and just let them breathe that in. Oh, clears it up quick.
That's a really good one. I totally forgot about nebulizing and colloidal silver. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes people can be iffy because they're like, well, if it's a silver, it's a metal and we shouldn't be taking metals.
Yeah.
I think the brand Sovereign Silver on their website, they like go into detail about how it's like so much different from a heavy metal that because obviously we want to stay away from heavy metals. But I think their website does a good example of explaining.
Yeah, it's good for like pink eye too, to put some drops in there or like even cuts or anything. I like, you can ingest it and people swear by ingesting it, but I know that's can really wipe out your gut microbiome too. So I try to avoid ingesting, but I absolutely would ingest if I needed to.
Another thing is if you are a breastfeeding mom, you like you're already doing the most. Like you don't need to be giving your infant extra if they're not sick. A lot of moms say like, how can I protect my baby? I'm breastfeeding. I'm like, dude, you have like the liquid gold. Like your body is literally making every antibody that your baby specifically needs. You are set for life. I wish more people really knew the powers of breast milk because it's insane.
Oh yeah. I've been using, like if baby has like gunk in their eye, put breast milk in there, like a cut breast milk. My husband was sick. I was like, please drink my breast milk. He was like, no, absolutely not. But I'm like, okay, well, you're missing out. So stay sick. I've been rubbing it in my hair for like postpartum hair loss. It's like a wonder drug. It does everything.
It truly does. I saved a lot of my breast milk. Like I froze it. And then I would just do like baths with it. Eczema. If like he had like, I don't know, a dry patch or like a rash on his butt. Like it's so good for everything. I love it.
I've been waking up in the morning and rubbing breast milk. Ice cubes on my face. So,
I've heard that's really good too.
Yeah. I don't know. The dogs like to lick me afterwards, so whatever. Oh, there's lots of, if you're into essential oils, you can diffuse. Lots of different essential oils are good for like opening the airways, like eucalyptus and peppermint. Or if you have a headache, peppermint on your temples and the back of your neck, dilute it first with like any sort of oil, olive oil, whatever you have. And that makes my headaches go away almost instantly. And that helped so much too with nausea in my first trimester. I would just carry a bottle of peppermint and just sniff it like it was cocaine. Honestly, I would just sniff it all day.
That's a really good idea. Oh, another brand I love is Boiron. They're like a homeopathy brand as well. Homeopathic brand. I love it. And you can get it at most stores even. Yeah. Like my Fresh Thyme, Natural Grocers. Mm-hmm. Beekeeper's Naturals is another really good brand for immune support that you can get at like Target. They have a great.
I love their throat spray. Yeah. I always travel with it just to prevent illness and like boost my immune system. And then the Boron has everything too. Like,
everything.
It's got cold and flu and cough and sore throat, whatever. They have something for everything.
And what I like about that is you can go in the store, at least my Fresh Thyme and my Natural Grocers, they have like charts, so you don't have to guess on what you should be grabbing. They will like tell you like, okay, if you're experiencing this symptom, you're grabbing this one. This symptom, you're grabbing this one. So you're kind of being able to match it instead of guess, which I really like as well.
Smart. Elderberry syrup's really good for immune support too. And if you have kids that like maybe don't want to take a tincture or whatever, you can make just gummies like with some gelatin, and gelatin's really good gut support too. So elderberry gummies, they're delicious too.
Yeah. But same with bone broth. That's really good for the gut. And just now these winter months, like we should be eating more warm foods, and I feel like bone broth is so good to incorporate. You can like use it as a soup base too, instead of just water or broth. Do bone broth. It's really healing.
I can't stomach bone broth by on its own, so I definitely like to mix it in things.
You know what's funny is back in 2020, you know, when the whole like COVID thing came out and everyone's freaking out, well, of course, controversial me was like posting natural remedies for stuff, and people were getting so mad at me. And some girl swiped up and was like, your recommendations suck. I tried the bone broth thing and it didn't take my allergies away. Like, okay, Patricia, it takes more than one sip of bone broth to get rid of your seasonal allergies. Like, get out of here. Anyway, that's when I knew that, you know.
You're different.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't belong. I didn't belong.
Another fun trick I like when you're feeling sick is cut up onions and just like sleep next to them or something, or you can put them in your socks or your pillowcase, whatever. The Amish do it, and if the Amish do it,
you know it's good.
It works. So it's something, I don't know, it's something about like it kills the bad stuff.
I heard the same with potatoes in your socks as well.
I heard that too.
I have tried that. It and they turned black. It like draws out the bacteria supposedly, or the infection in your body. So I don't know if it works, but my brother-in-law and my sister tried it once with their toddler as well. And they said she felt fine the next day too. So
I don't know. I think a lot of illness is also mental. So it'll work either way, so.
Yeah.
But you can make an onion poultice too. And like put a wet rag with the onion poultice on your ear if you have like an earache or something.
Yeah.
Or like drink it with honey. Doesn't taste great, but honey's a miracle drug too. So
it is. Jordan loves honey. Jordan's a honey girl. She collects honey.
I do. That's like people get like snow globes when they travel. I get honey.
Did you get one in Arizona?
I didn't, but I have before in that area. We didn't leave the house for real. Like did not leave the house, but
that's the best vacation to me though. Sometimes like just being chill. Yeah,
it's nice. And it's busy over Thanksgiving. You don't want to go anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
So honey.
What?
I was just thinking about me eating honey and just spoonfuls of honey.
Oh.
You can put it on cuts too. Cuts, wounds, whatever. If I was going to tear in childbirth, I would put it down there. Oh.
That's amazing. What one would you have grabbed though? Like, would you have grabbed your Lineage provisions? Would you have grabbed your local?
No. Sent Paul some pictures. Look what I'm doing with your honey. Just kidding. Just kidding, Dr. Saladino. No, Manuka honey for sure for wounds.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'm not a honey. I'm not big into the, I don't know the ins and outs of honey, but okay. Manuka honey for cuts. Manuka. Got it.
Yeah.
So Barrett rarely gets sick, but last week he had the stomach flu. And this was our first time having any illness that wasn't just like, usually it's like 2 days, we're good, you know, whatever. This was like, he was down bad. And it started on Tuesday. By Thursday, he hadn't eaten anything, which was fine because I feel like when the body is like trying to heal, it doesn't want to eat. And fasting, you know, is good for the body. And I try to really like listen to what his body wants and not just force him. So anyway, by Thursday, he hadn't eaten anything. Friday comes around, he was still throwing up. And at that point, he was getting a little silly. Like he was not acting himself at all. He was kind of saying weird stuff. And I could just tell like, okay, I think his blood sugar is really dropping. This is kind of getting like scary. And either do I take him to the ER or do I like do something at home? And I thought to myself, okay, like if I take him to the ER, they're probably going to give him what, Pedialyte or an IV or something. So I was like, I'm just going to buy the Pedialyte and do it at home. And so I just grabbed the organic one. Obviously, didn't have dyes. It didn't have high fructose corn syrup, but that sugar really, really helped him. So I felt like, yeah, would I love to avoid Pedialyte? Maybe, but in that situation, I would much rather do Pedialyte at home and avoid an ER trip of unnecessary. One, I feel like that would be traumatic for him. And two, like I have way more control over what's happening. So yeah, we did Pedialyte, and within like 20 minutes, he was a completely different person. Like he was like fully talking again, like started to get his like, I don't know, just more himself. So I think there's a time and a place to use things that you don't always want to use. I definitely have wanted to avoid Pedialyte in the past, but if like he's severely dehydrated, I'd much rather do Pedialyte than something else. And I had read on the Holistic Mothers page, she was just saying like coconut water doesn't cut it when, you know, these kids are severely dehydrated and their blood sugar is dropping. And that was definitely Barrett's issue. So I was like, okay, to the store we go. Actually, Instacarted it, Larry. Instacart I go to get the Pedialyte, and it really did wonders. So I guess moral of the story is don't be afraid to use Pedialyte if needed. Just maybe go for the organic one if you can, the dye-free one if you can. But yeah, I feel like that really helped.
And don't be afraid to listen to your mom, intuition, because you did what was best.
Oh. Amen. Amen. Also, it was so sad. He was like crying in the middle of the night. So I picked him up to hold him. And like, it was the first time that I like felt like, wow, he's like a big boy now. Like I picked him up and his legs were just so long, like around my waist. I was like, oh my gosh, he's not a little baby anymore. It was so sad.
Oh God, that's heartbreaking. Oh,
I know it was. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe he's so big.
So we've been co-sleeping for almost 5 months now. And every time I try to sneak away to the bathroom, like she wakes up, you know, like she has to be touching me. And this morning, she's never, ever slept not even 10 minutes away from me. This morning, I snuck away at 4 a.m. and she slept for a whole hour by herself on the mattress. I was like, oh my God. She's off to college soon. This is ridiculous.
Were you a little bit sad? Yeah.
I was so sad. I was like, but it's, I mean, like, oh, wow. Like, I just stretched my legs out and it was kind of nice. But like, it was also really sad.
I know. That is. I think some people love when their kids get more independent. But I like, it like kills me. It makes me feel so sad inside. Because I just want them to be babies forever and always need me.
I was thinking, like, I need to get pregnant again because, wow, they grow up so fast.
That was my first thought when like Barrett wouldn't fit around me anymore. I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta have another baby soon. Like he's not a baby anymore.
Oh, so sad.
I know.
Okay. I also thought of, if you don't have like the garlic, mullein ear oil on hand, I swear by this, this has helped me so much. For 2 years in a row, around this time of year, honestly, I've gotten this, like, I'm convinced they're spraying something this time of year because it's happened to a lot of people at the same time, but like such bad ear aches, like probably infection. Mm-hmm. Take a nice olive oil that you probably have at home, chop up garlic, let it sit in the olive oil for 30 minutes and then drop them in your ear. And instant relief.
Like, ooh,
the best relief.
Oh, so you're making it a tincture?
Mm-hmm. I don't even have a drop. I didn't even have a dropper. I just let it drip off my fingers into my ear because I was just like desperate. And it was instant. Yeah. Instant relief.
That's amazing. That's really good to know. I hope everyone jotted that down. I'm jotting that down for sure. That's good to know. Cause
I thought I was on my deathbed both times.
Really? And you didn't even have to go to the Cairo?
No. And actually both times my husband was out of town for work and I was home alone. Like, oh God, this is it. He's going to come home and find my dead body. Cause you know, when your ears hurt, like that shit hurts. You don't want to move. So, like, steam helps and warm baths, Epsom salt baths help, but this oil helps so much.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And garlic is a, did we already say this? I don't remember if we said this, but garlic is like a natural antibiotic. So
yeah.
Makes sense.
Epsom salt baths too are always just wonderful when people are sick. So.
For sure. And if you have like little kids or for yourself, honestly, and you feel like you're super congested, going into the bathroom, turning on the shower and like making it like a steam room, that really helps. And to loosen up coughs as well. For coughs, if you feel like you have like a super tight cough or your kids have super tight coughs, instead of doing Vicks Vapor Rub, I really like Earthly brand. They have like a Vicks Vapor Rub just with better ingredients. And that really helps to like open up the chest and break up the cough.
I also like to rub peppermint or like eucalyptus on my chest or like under my nose with a carrier oil. That shit will burn if you don't put an oil with it. But that opens things up too.
That's good to know. Another thing with essential oils, Thieves from Young Living, you can also clean with that and like diffuse it, and it helps to kill off like bacteria as well, which is really nice for when you're sick. So if you have that on hand, Thieves is great to diffuse or use for cleaning. You can put it in your spray bottle. I usually do like vinegar, part water, and then the Thieves. I know Jordan just does straight vinegar, which is totally fine, but you can add the Thieves in there as well.
Yeah. Also for sinus congestion and even just preventative, I love the Navage. It's more expensive than like a neti pot, but it's like an electronic irrigation, so it like shoots it up and through and comes out the other side. It's so nice. Yeah, just put like a saline packet in there, or you can put baking soda or like a little peroxide if you think you have some sort of infection. It works wonders. It's great for if you have allergies too.
That's a really good idea.
Also, of course, you know, rest, lots of liquids, electrolytes, just like listen to your body for sure.
Yeah. Electrolytes, I feel like, are so key. They'll help you feel so much better. And especially if you're like throwing up and stuff, like you are going to be dehydrated. So I feel electrolytes really help. I'm trying to think of some other brands that I always have in my medicine cabinet. And what I'm coming up with is Earthly, Dr. Green Mom.
Tinctures herb pharma, that's one of my favorites because you can find it in store and it's a really good brand.
I have some. I think I have a garlic eardrop brand or a garlic eardrop tincture from that brand, and I really like it. I really like the Mary Ruth Organic. She has a tincture for elderberry and vitamin C, and I really like to have those on hand. I feel like those are really helpful. I think she has an oil of oregano as well, which is one of the tinctures that I grabbed for the strep throat Barrett had once. That was really helpful.
A lot of people don't like understand tinctures, I guess, but they're just more potent. Like, it's much stronger. So it's like going to get things in your system faster in higher doses. And I like to take them under your tongue, like hold it for 20, 30 seconds if you can under your tongue, just to like get things going faster. But
yeah, that's a good one too. So I would say the brands you can grab in store to look out for, because not all brands are created equal. So you don't just want to go to the store and grab just anything, because a lot of times it's not going to work. And then you're going to say like, oh my gosh, I tried to go the natural route and it didn't work. But you really need to make sure you grab good brands. So brands you can grab in store would be Boiron, Herb Pharmacy. Sometimes they have some Mary Ruth in store. I like Highlands brand. That has really good stuff. What else is there?
Beekeeper Naturals.
Yeah, Beekeepers.
That's in most stores.
There's another one similar to Highlands, and I cannot
think. Genexa?
Yes, Genexa. Okay. So they have like a better choice Tylenol, but it still has acetaminophen, which is what we're trying to avoid. So I mean, if you have to use acetaminophen, that brand would be a better choice, but just do know that it still has the same ingredients.
It's hard on the liver. The liver. So really support the liver when you're taking that.
Yeah.
But that would be one of, if I like my child was just absolutely miserable with a fever, that's what I would use because I just to get them comfortable. And then I would support the liver.
Yeah. Dr. Green Mom does have it's like a Tylenol dupe, essentially, for lack of a better word, but it's just a bunch of herbs. And I've had Barrett take that as well, and that has helped. But yeah, I just feel like there's so many options nowadays. It's just hard because you do need to stock up in advance before things hit. Because it's like, okay, my kid is sick. Now I have to order on Amazon. It's going to take 2 or 3 days. Like, you don't want that. So really stock up beforehand so that you are like prepared to be Dr. Mom and prepared to take on whatever illness. I think I really started to do that last year when Barrett did get the strep throat, because some of the stuff I didn't have on hand, and thankfully my store did, but I just remember thinking in the moment, like, okay, I'm really stocking up on things for different ailments so that when time does come that he does get something, or even I get something, like, we'll have it on hand ready to go. It's better to be prepared than to be like scrambling last minute when your kid feels like crap or you feel like crap, because then you're more likely to go for like the quick relief, go grab the antibiotic, go grab the Tylenol, those type of things.
When do you think you would go to the doctor? Like, what would make you, what would push you over the edge?
If Barrett broke a bone.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel like unless he was like, if he was really out of it, like talking crazy and like nothing was helping, I would take him. I wouldn't, like, I don't want people to think I'm reckless or anything, but I feel like I'm so well prepared and I have so many friends and just like community around me that I can text someone and be like, hey, Barrett has this. What are you thinking? Or even going into the chiro, like, chiros have a lot of training. They like, for a while, Barrett was going to the chiro as his primary physician when we got kicked out of the doctor's office. Like, chiros know what they're doing, and a lot of times they can help the body. So I just feel like I have too much knowledge and too many people in my corner to feel like I need to go to the ER or the doctor's office. But I mean, if there ever came a time and place, like, I'm not against it. I'm not like anti-doctor. It's just I feel I have the knowledge and the tools. What about you?
Yeah. That's probably exactly what I would say, honestly. Yeah, and we do chiropractor once a week, just like preventative.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just, stay prepared and then just get ahead of things. So like just try to, I focus on avoiding rather than getting to the point where we need to do something.
Yeah, preventative for sure. And I think the more, I always think this, like when Barrett is coming down with something, like I always think like, I'm sure at this point people would just take their kid in because we've been taught like, hey, your kid's sick, you can't handle it, go take him into the doctor. Like, that's what you need. But the more that I've empowered myself, the more I'm like, I can basically treat anything at home. Like, even like I was looking up measles symptoms, and we don't even have to get into this, and hopefully this doesn't get shadow banned, but like, I would be okay with treating it at home. Like, I just feel like I have the knowledge to treat most things at home.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we are provided with things from the earth to help and heal us. So yeah, I agree with you. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. And it just goes back to like, we are so just brainwashed to think we don't have control. We don't have the knowledge. We don't have the resources, but like, guys, there's infinite resources. We have access to infinite knowledge. It just takes a little bit of time of getting comfortable to feel like you can be like a doctor mom yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say you can't ever go to the doctor. You should go to the doctor whenever you want. If it makes you feel better. Like last year when Barrett, I thought he had strep, I took him in just to have peace of mind. Like, okay, yes, it is strep. And now I can go home and like narrow down what I want to use for that. So, I mean, yeah, I'm not against the doctor. It's just, I feel like I have the knowledge to treat at home.
I agree. Beautiful.
Amen.
Oh, going back to electrolytes, if you have children that like, just like, oh, I don't want to drink, I don't feel good, make electrolyte popsicles. That's always nice, especially for a sore throat. Just get a cheap popsicle molds and mix that up. You can do coconut water or just regular filtered water, not tap water, filtered water. And my favorite electrolyte packets are Nectar. Those, I used those for years and I love them. Just Ingredients has good electrolytes.
Flav City, I love those. Those are my favorite. That's what I'm drinking right now. Code Crunchy Mom, But they do taste so good. The lemon lime one tastes like the yellow Gatorade from Oh, I loved it. I loved it as a kid. That was my favorite flavor.
But that one in orange I avoided. Oh, no.
I didn't like orange. Yeah, I'm not an orange person. I actually did not enjoy, like, you know when you get juice at school, like they give you like the little Kool-Aid things or the little clear jugs. Like, I did not like juice as a kid. I thought those were disgusting.
Well, it wasn't real juice, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, they tasted so bad. I remember they used to give me headaches, so I would always avoid them. Oh, crunchy tracks. As a kid, just didn't even know it.
That tracks, yeah. Interesting. yeah, my aunt was telling me over Thanksgiving, she was like, Michael, my cousin, he would get sugar and just run around off the walls. Like, we'd give him Smarties and he'd be going everywhere. I'm like, well, now we know it's not the sugar. We know it was the food dyes doing that. And everyone's like, okay, whatever.
I always wonder if older people who didn't, like, I always wonder if they think we're judging or if they feel bad. But, like, I'm never coming from a place of, like, ugh, you did that. Or, like, you know, like, I'm better than you at all. But sometimes I wonder, like, do people think these things about us? Like, does it make them feel worse? Yeah.
Yes, they do think those things. And I don't know if it makes them feel bad. It shouldn't. It should not make you guys feel bad. You didn't know. But now you know, so do better. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you know, so do it for your grandkids. If anyone ever thinks that, like, social media is not a real job, I just want you guys to know that within that 40 minutes of us recording, I have 20 text messages from people asking for things from me. So,
Yeah. Also, if you don't think accountants work hard, we came home today and my husband had 275 emails. He was gone 3 days. 3 days.
Oh. And it was Thanksgiving break.
275 emails. That's and he works insane. On Christmas. He works on all the holidays. So give your accountants a little
Christmas bonus. Back.
Or a Christmas bonus. I wasn't going to say that because you pay my husband. But
I already planned on sending you guys Christmas gifts anyway. So.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I have to. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I couldn't. One, I don't understand math. So I can't even. That's above level of thinking. But just the amount of detail Larry has to do for me alone, I can't imagine doing that for multiple people. That would just be that I couldn't do it. So shout out to the accountants.
But also, yeah, shout out to the influencers, because I'm on Reddit. I'm like, I like just lurk on Reddit and people are so mean to influencers. They're like, it's not a real job. Like, who are they kidding? And I'm like, you don't even know. You don't even know how hard my friend works. My Instagram bestie, she works so hard.
you don't even know. Yeah, it's definitely a real job. I'm 10 times busier now than I ever was at my corporate job, which is insane, because I thought when I quit my corporate job, I would have all the time in the world to do whatever I want. And now it's like I'm working from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. every night, just constantly.
Exhausting.
Yeah, it really is.
Some blue light glasses.
I know. I need to wear mine. I have the Raw Optics and I really like them. I just forget about them. Are you putting on blue light glasses when the sun goes down?
Well, I usually, honestly, all day if I'm on the screen a lot. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Should we start wearing ours during the podcast? We should.
Also, we're going to have your social media manager on so people can get a little behind the scenes on what that looks like day in the life. So,
yeah, because people are always so confused, which I get it, because I didn't really understand how people made money on the internet until I started doing it. But yeah, like my manager, she will either brands come to her asking to collab with me, or she'll reach out to brands and then like she'll come to me with like what their offer is, what money they're offering and what they want for their deliveries and all of that. And then like obviously with affiliate links and that stuff, I make money off that too. But yeah, we'll have to have Alex and Sarah on. I love them. They're great. They really changed my life.
So sweet. Maybe they'll manage our podcast when it blows up too.
Yeah, that's what Alex was saying. She could help us find brand deals and stuff, or for ads, I mean, to pay for the episodes. So, everybody, if you're liking it, like and subscribe, baby.
Like and subscribe and share. Well, I think that concludes. Do you have anything else you want to add to the?
No, I feel like I feel like I gave you guys all my info on what I do to avoid going to the doctors, even though you can go to the doctors if you want. I'm not telling you can't.
Yep, yep. So we have lots of guests coming on in the next few weeks. So yeah, subscribe, get notified, and we look forward to the next one.
Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.